Well, the big difference, Tom, is that the city took its major cuts last year and the county is taking its major cuts this year. So it's merely just the timing of when each government decided it needed to reduce its positions and budget.
And the city, as I recall, already cut more than 400 jobs in the last 3 years, eliminated a number of services. So even though property values and thus property tax collections have continued to fall, the city is in better shape primarily because it's already gone through its painful stage, at least for now.
Right, because they acted a little more promptly than the county did or needed to.
Now, both Orange County and the city of Orlando, and for that matter, cities and counties around the state, say that their fiscal problems are primarily due to a decline in real estate values. Why is that such an important factor in municipal budget, Hank?
Well, ad valorem taxes, which are real estate based, Tom, are the single largest single source of revenue for cities and counties across the state.
And just to be clear, ad valorem being the taxes collected from property, from homeowners primarily.
Ad valorem means by value, and
okay.
That's property taxes that depend upon property values. And we've had a sharp reduction in property values. They've come down almost 40% from the peak in 2007. And we've had very low levels of new construction activity that would add to the property tax base. So the combination of the two things has really put a squeeze on local governments. Orange County and the city of Orlando get somewhat less general revenue from property taxes. The city of Orlando and Orange County have a lot of commercial property, our big attractions and hotels, and so less emphasis from residential property. So therefore, they're a little less affected, actually, by this drastic fall in real estate values during the Great Recession as compared to other cities or counties that are more dependent on ad valorem.
And so is that the primary reason then that Orlando is in better fiscal shape than, for example, Miami or Jacksonville or Tampa, where they're proposing budgets with even deeper spending cuts and more job layoffs?
Absolutely. Or increases in millage rates, which is what caused a recall election in the city of Miami. So, yes, we're in better shape here, in part because of good management, but in part because the economy here has done better than the economy in many other parts of the state of Florida, and we're now beginning to recover because of the surge in tourism.
So city and county budgets around the state are being cut back or being trimmed to some to a greater degree, some to a lesser degree. Will that still be the case when we're sitting here talking about this 1 year from now?
Real estate markets in 2011 are continuing to deteriorate, Tom. We expect another 5 to 7% decline in property values. That will have another impact on the budget year next year. Not 2011-12, but 2012-13's budget will also be affected. So when we're here this time next year, we're still going to be feeling the pressures from falling ad valorem or property taxes.
Well, what about the year after that? When does the fish kind crystal ball indicate that things will start to stabilize?
I think this next year is going to be the last one because I think property values are stabilizing, and I think 2012 will see some improvement, both with stable existing base, and we'll see better amounts of new construction in 2012, which will help the budget for 12-13.